Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yes, hi. I'm just calling to ask why my ad is not appearing up on the verified section. You know, the whatever it is, the sponsored section, mm-hmm. verified section.
Right? Oh, sure. Yep, I could definitely look into it. Can I get your business phone number to pull up the account?
847-272-5550.
All right, thank you so much. And your first and last name?
Emmanuel Basilikos.
And your business name too, Emmanuel?
North Shore Refrigeration and Appliance Repair, Inc.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me take a look. So for this one, the sponsored, are you just referring to, because there are two, I mean, there's definitely one that you need to look into, which is Google Ads. That does
the Google Verified.
Mm-hmm. And for the Google Verified program, okay, this is actually a program that puts your business, or I would say...
I understand. I'm asking you, why is it not displayed right now? I've already been verified. They've already charged my card. It was up and mm-hmm. running yesterday. But today I'm looking, and I'm nowhere to be found. I'm just asking why.
Yes, but again, going back, Google gives equal chances to it. So let's say your business is on the first, let's say on the first one that shows on the Google Verified section, the next time someone searches, it shows up, the next time it doesn't. So it's going to be a cycle for all Google business, you know, that are on the Google Verified program.
Got it. I got it. Okay, so in other words, it rotates.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll be up there, sometimes I won't.
Yes, because everybody's paying for the lead, right? There's a lot of businesses that does run the Google Verified program. So Google gives equal chances to all these businesses, and that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be up there all the time, but Google has set some algorithm to make sure that you all have equal chances to it.
Got it. Okay, because I'm noticing there's one company that's always there, and I'm just wondering how they are always there, and I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. They're coming with ASLAN. They're always up there, no matter what.
Okay. Well, it could be that they've switched on what we call max leads. So since the Google Verified program is still a manual bidding process, tendency is that they may have turned on maximum leads. So that means that in the bidding process, they always bid the maximum, and they've set a really huge amount to run the Google Verified program. So budget dependent, at the same time, is an algorithm to show every business that does run the Google Verified program. So that's how, you know, the ad scheduling and, or the ad visibility works towards the Google Verified program.
Okay. And then how much do I have? I haven't gotten any calls, I don't believe. Have I?
Let me see here. Give me one quick second. Let me just check first. But I do see the ad. Okay. So we made some changes towards the scheduling of your ad as per your request. But let's see here. For the leads. Okay. I do not see a lead yet come in from the Google Verified program, so definitely the budget that you've put in is still intact.
Okay. And can I make that budget $1,000 a month?
Well, definitely that would be an option. However, there are requirements specifically to increase the budget. So for this one, since your ad just, you know, I would say we recently published the ad, you have to make sure to fully consume. If not fully consume, then at least it should be near the $678 mark for at least 2 months. So let's say you're going to be fully spending it for 2 months. And after that 2 months, it should be two consecutive months, you're able to increase the budget from there.
Oh, so right off the bat, I should have made it where I wanted it. They told me it has to be at least that. So
yeah,
that.
That's one of Google Verified's requirements, too, that we need to run it at a minimum for at least 2 months, see if you're eligible to increase the budget from there.
Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah, they've set up specific algorithms because, again, it's a bidding process. They don't want you to, you know, they don't want to be able to just get any amount you want to do and then end up they're not giving you returns. They want to make sure that you're getting the best out of these first, Emmanuel. And then once they see that it's definitely, you know, like giving you the returns that you're looking for, then that is when we can increase the budget.
All right, so I'm going to be stuck with this budget for 2 months.
I would say yes.
Okay.
At least 2 months.
All right.
But as soon as time you've reached that, you're good to go. You'll be able to add more, increase your budget.
Okay. But as far as the leads go, the cost of the leads, they dictate that. I don't have any control over that, right? Google does.
For this one, it does say it's a manual bidding. Currently, I can check if you're able to do the Max Leads program, too. Are you okay with that? Because, again, the cost per lead, yes, it's a manual. I mean, currently, it's at, let me see here. The cost per lead currently is at 52, but I can check if maybe you can turn it or, like, you can put in a higher cost per lead.
No. That's basically what everybody's paying, right? I'm paying what everybody else is paying, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say yes, but not everybody. Remember, there's an option that they call maximum lead.
So that means paying more.
Yes.
How much more?
It's going to be an automated process. It's going to be an automated process. So let's say other businesses are also paying 52 for it. But since everybody's paying 52, then an automated system would actually get you bid, let's say, 60. It's just automated. It's an automatic bidding process that's going to happen there. This one's manual, the 52.
So then that means...
So it's Google's algorithm is going to adjust the bids dynamically, according to, you know, other businesses' bids as well.
If I go up to the maximum, whatever.
Yes.
But if I do just whatever they told me, the $52.
Yes.
Then I could still get calls, but I won't show up as much.
I would say, I mean, that definitely is correct, but I would highly recommend, let's see how it goes from 2 weeks from now before we do anything about the budget.
Got it. Okay. And then secondly, now, like if I want to go on a vacation, like I'm going on a vacation next month, can I shut off my own leads or I have to call?
Of course. Have you ever been to the dashboard, Emmanuel?
Dashboard on there right now, and then maybe to walk through. Yep, I'm at the dashboard. It's a local slash.
Are you using a computer, or is it through the app?
My phone through local slash.
Okay.
Website, listings.
Unfortunately, if you're using a mobile phone, this option is not available. The option for you to pause. The Google Verify program is going to be available only if you use the dashboard or, like, the website version.
And how do I do that?
Okay. So on the website version, you're going to have one tab more, which is going to be ad campaigns. Part of it, you're going to be campaign management.
Hold on one second here.
Yeah, you may have that, but it should only say Facebook ads, Google ads, or any ads, but we should be looking into campaign management.
What's this? Campaign management. I got that.
Do you have that already on the app?
Yeah.
Okay. If you do have that, if you look into campaign management, you're going to see the current ad campaign that we're running for your business. Under the Google Verified section, you got it current. Yes. Well, I'm glad it's already in the app, you know. Okay, yeah, it would say pause. However, please note that if you do click that, it's going to ask you when do you prefer to reactivate it. And the system will only allow you to pause it for at least 2 weeks. Okay, I mean, sorry, not at least, but a maximum of 2 weeks. Now, other than 2 weeks, you have to get in touch with us so we can manually set it.
Okay, so I could do it right through this app. Got it.
Yeah, correct. either you, if it's within 2 weeks that you'll want the Google Verify program to be back online, then you can do it on your end. But if it's more than 2 weeks or if the system's not allowing you, then you would have to get in touch with us so we can do the, you know, do the toss manually.
Got it. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Any other questions you have, Emmanuel?
That's all. So even though I'm not appearing at the moment, I may appear sometime during the day.
Definitely. Definitely. We had to make sure that before we billed you the $678 yesterday, your ad was already visible. So that would be a yes.
Like, I was visible yesterday, and then I went to go look
at you,
and I'm nowhere.
You're going to see some changes, or you're going to see some difference, like, every time you do a search. Okay? So you're going to see it the next time you don't, the next time you are there, the next time you're not. So it's just going to be a whole cycle of Google's algorithm showing every business that does Google Verify.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Emmanuel.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.